Rebel Force Radio presents...
Excuse me, sir. Might I inquire what's going on?
This is RFR Q&A.
Hey, Star Wars fans. Jimmy Mack here with you, and welcome back to another edition of RFR Q&A. This is our more than weekly, it seems, conversation with RFR VIPs. We're coming off of a Star Trek conversation with Swank, so we're going to cleanse the palate and get things back to the wars. And joining me is RFR VIP, Craig Weir. Craig.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Good.
Now, Jimmy.
Chut-chut. We were able to hang out recently. Came out to a Galloping Ghost hangout with the Babu Freaks and others. And that was a good time.
Great time.
Yeah. So we'll be doing more of that stuff as the fall continues to roll on. So if you're listening and you're in the Chicago area, be watching Patreon, and we'll put up a notice next time we get together at the Ghost. And it's always a good time. We do a couple hours of video gaming, and then usually over across the street for some adult beverages, which is always a lot of fun. Usually close down the place. So thanks for coming out to that. And there's a topic you've been wanting to talk about for a long time. Last time we spoke, we talked about the Dark Horse comic series Legacy. And there's a follow-up to Legacy. So why don't you tell us all about it? It's also called Star Wars Legacy, but it's a completely different storyline. And you encouraged me to read it, and I did. And I never read it before.
It was released. Really?
Yeah, it was released at the very end of the Dark Horse run. And some of those later titles, the last couple years of Dark Horse, sort of slid past me a little bit. So it's great to go back and revisit something like Legacy. So tell us all about it.
Well, it takes place after previous legacy discussions we had that involved Kate Skywalker and Darth Krayt and all those people,
yep,
characters. I think that was about 130 years after New Hope. This takes place about 138 years after New Hope. And it's based around Aeneas Solo, who is, of course, descendant of Han and Leia. I don't know how many great grandsons or whatever, but she's not a Jedi by any means, and she's more of a junk dealer and a distant cousin, obviously, to Kate Skywalker. You can tell right away it was not written by Jan DeSerma or John Ostrander, as the original was. A guy named Gabriel Hardman and Karina Bechko do the art, and I'm not as much of a fan as the art as I was the original Legacy series. It was more of a painterly kind of approach.
Right.
It was kind of hard to see characters so much, more hidden in like shadows, and it wasn't as colorful as the original Legacy.
Right. Yeah. Jan DeSerma has a really vibrant touch. And you're right, it's a little more muted, and I'm a huge fan of Jan DeSerma's art and John Ostrander's writing, so I didn't know I'd really connect so much with Legacy, the follow-up with Anya Solo. You called her, how did you say her name?
I said Anya, I think.
Anya.
Well, it's Star Wars.
Yeah, you can say I just rode with Anya.
Okay.
And